The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 13, Description of Future Manus. Of the 14 Manus, 6 Manus have already been described. Now, this chapter will consecutively describe each Manu from the 7th to the 14th. The seventh Manu, who is the son of Vibhishan, is known as Shraddhadev. He has 10 sons, named Ikshvaku, Nabhaga, Drishta, Sharati, Narishyanta, Nabhaga, Dishta, Tarusha, Prashadra, and Vasuman. In this Manvantara, or reign of Mandu, among the demigods are the Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Vishvadevas, Maruts, Ashvini Kumars, and Ribhus. The king of heaven, Indra, is known as Purandara, and the seven sages are known as Kashapa, Atri, Vishishta, Vishvamitra, Gotama, Jamadagni, and Bharadvaj. During this period of Manu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu appears from the womb of Aditi in his incarnation as the son of Kashapa. In the period of the eighth Manu, the Manu is Sharvani. His sons are headed by Nirmoka, and among the demigods are the Sutapas. Bali, the son of Virochana, is Indra, and Galava and Parashuram are among the seven sages. In this age of Manu, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as Sarvabhauma, the son of Devaguya and Sarasvati. In the period of the ninth Manu, the Manu is Daksha Sarvani. His sons are headed by Bhuta Ketu, and among the demigods are the Marichigarbhas. Adbhuta is Indra, and among the seven sages is Dutiman. In this period of Manu, the incarnation Rishabha is born of Ayusman and Ambudar. In the period of the 11th Manu, the Manu is Dharma Sarvani, who has 10 sons headed by Satyadharma. Among the demigods are the Vihangamas, Indra is known as Vaidrita, and the seven sages are Aruna and others. In this Manvantara, the incarnation is Dharmasetu, who is born of Vaidrita and Arikya. In the period of the 12th Manu, the Manu is Rudra Sarvini, whose sons are headed by Devavan. The demigods are the Haritas and others. Indra is Ritadam, and the seven sages are Tapamurti and others. The incarnation in this Manvantara is Sudam, or Swadam, who is born from the womb of Sunrita. His father's name is Satyasaha. In the period of the 13th Manu, the Manu is Devasarvani. Among his sons is Chitrasen, the demigods are Sukarmas and others. Indra is Devaspati, and Nirmoka is among the sages. The Manvantara avatar is Yogeshwar, who is born of Devahotra and Brihati. In the period of the 14th Manu, the Manu is Indra Sarvani. Among his sons are Uru and Gambira, the demigods are the Pavitras and others. Indra is Suchi, and among the sages are Agni and Bahu. The incarnation of this Manvantara is known as Brihadbhanu. He is born of Satyayana from the womb of Vitana. The total duration of the periods ruled by these Manus is calculated to be 1,000 Chatur Yugas, or 4,300,000 times 1,000 years. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha, Manur Vivashvataputra Shraddhadeva Itasruta, Saptamo Vartamano Yas Tad Apatyani Me Srinu. I'm not going to read the synonyms because they're mostly lists of names and it would be repetitive. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, the present Manu, who is named Shraddhadev, is the son of Vibhishan, the predominating deity on the sun planet. Shraddhadev is the seventh Manu. Now please from here hear from me as I describe his sons. Texts 2-3. Ishvakur Nabhagaschaiva Drista Saryatirevacha Narisyanto Tabat Nabhaga Saptamo Dista Uchite Tarusas Cha Prasadras Cha Dasamo Vasuman Shmita Manu Vaivashvatasyate Dasaputra Parantapa. Translation. O King Prakshit, among the 10 sons of Manu are Ikshvaku, Nabhaga, Drista, Sarati, Narisyanta, and Nabhaga. The seventh son is known as Dishta. Then come Tarusha and Prashadra, and the tenth son is known as Vasuman. Text 4. Aditya Vas Savo Rudra Vishvadeva Marudgana Asvinav Ribavo Rajan Indras Tesham Parandana. Translation. In this Manvantara, O King, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Rudras, the Vishvadevas, the Maruts, and two Ashvini Kumar brothers and the Ribhus are the demigods. Their head king, Indra, is Purandara. Text 5. Kashapo Trir Vishistascha Vishwamitra Ta Gautama Jamadagnir Bradvaj Iti Saptar Sayam Smrita. Translation. Kashapa, Atri, Vishishta, Vishramitra, Gotama, Jamadagni, and Bharadvaj are known as the seven sages. Text 6. Atrapi Bhagavaj Janma, Kashyapad Adityarabhut, Adityam Advarajo, Vishnur Vamana Rupadrik. Synonyms. In this Manvantara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the youngest of all the Adityas, known as Vamana, the dwarf. His father was Kashyapa and his mother, Aditi. Text 7. Shankshepato mayoknani saptamanvantarani te bhavasyani atavakshyami vishno saktyan vitani cha. Translation. I have briefly explained to you the position of the seven Manus. Now I shall describe the future Manus along with the incarnations of Lord Vishnu. Text 8. Viveshvatas Chadve Jaye Vishvakarma Sute Ibu Samdhya Chaya Charajendra Yeprag Abhitite Tava. Translation. O King, I have previously described this in the sixth incarnation, the two daughters of Vishvakarma, named Samgya and Chaya, who were the first two wives of Vibhishan. Text 9. Tritiyam vadayam eke tasyam sangyan sutastraya yamo yami shadad devas chayayas chasutan shrinu. Translation. It is said that the sun god had a third wife named Vadava. Of the three wives, the wife named Samya had three children, Yama, Yami, and Shradadev. Now let me describe the children of Chaya. Text 10. Sarvarnis tapati kanya bharya samvarnasyacha ya. Sanais charas tritiyo bud ashvino vadavatmajo. Translation. Chaya had a son named Savarni and a daughter named Tapati, who later became the wife of King Samvarana. Chaya's third child is known as Sanaischara, Saturn. Vasudev gave birth to two sons, namely the Ashvini brothers. Text 11. Astame Nitara Ayate Savarnir Bhavata Manu Nirmoka Vradarajakshadya Sarvani Tayan Tanayanripa. Translation. O King, when the period of the eighth Manu arrives, Sarvani will become the Manu. Nirmoka and Virajaksha will be among his sons. Purport. The present reign is that of Vaivishvata Manu. According to astronomical calculations, we are now in the 28th Yuga of Vaivishvata Manu. Each Manu lives for 71 yugas, and 14 such Manus rule in one day of Lord Brahma. We are now in the period of Vaivishvata Manu, the seventh Manu, and the eighth Manu will come into existence after many millions of years. But Shukadev Goswami, having heard from authorities, foretells that the eighth Manu will be Sarvini, and that Nirmoka and Virajaska will be among his sons. Shastra can foretell what will happen millions and millions of years in the future. Text 12. Tatra deva sutta papso viraja amrita prabho tesham virochana sutto balir indro bhavishyati. Translation. In the period of the eighth Manu, among the demigods will be the Sutapas, the Virajas, and the Amrita Prabhas. The king of the demigods, Indra, will be Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana. Text 13. Datve mam yachamanaya vishnave ya padatrayam radham indra padam hitva tatasidim avapsyati. Translation. Bali Maharaj will have a gift of three paces of land to Lord who gave a gift of 3 paces of land to Lord Vishnu, and because of this charity he lost all the 3 worlds. Later, however, when Lord Vishnu is pleased because of Bali's giving everything to him, Bali Maharaj will achieve the perfection of life. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is stated, Manusyanam sahasrashu kashit yadade siddhaye. Out of many millions of people, one may attempt to achieve success in life. This success is explained here. Radam Indra Padam Hitva Tata Siddham Avapsyati. Siddhi consists of achieving the favor of Lord Vishnu, not the Siddhi Yogis or Yoga Siddhis. The Yoga Siddhis, Anima Lagima Mahima Prapti Prakayama or Prakamya, Ashitva Vasitva, and Kamya Vasitya Vasayita are temporary. The ultimate Siddhi is to achieve the favor of Lord Vishnu. Text 14. Yaso Bhagavata Bada Pritena Sutale Puna Niviseto Dike Svagrad Adunaste Sorad Iva. Translation. With great affection, the personality of God had bound Bali and then installed him in the kingdom of Sutala, which is more opulent than the heavenly planets. Maharaj Bali now resides on that planet and is more comfortably situated than Indra. Text 15 and 16. Galavo Deeptiman Ramo Drona Putra Kripastata Rishasrigna Pitashmakam Bhagavan Badarayana Ime Saptarasayas Tatra Bhavishyanti Swayogata Idanim Asate Rajan Sveswa Ashrama Mandale. Translation. O King, during the 8th Manvantara, the great personalities Galava, Deeptiman, Parashuram, Aswatthama, Kripacharya, Rishyasringa, and our father, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Narayan, will be the 7 sages. For the present, they are all residing in their respective ashrams. Text 17. Devaguyat Sarasvatyan Sarvabhomi Iti Prabhu Stanan Purandara Ditva Balaye Dasyatishvara. Translation. In the 8th Manvantara, the greatly powerful personality of Godhead, Sarvabhauma, will take birth. His father will be Devaguya, and his mother will be Saraswati. He will take the kingdom away from Purandara, Lord Indra, and give it to Bali Maharaj. Text 18. Navamo Daksha Sarvanir Manur Varuna Sambhava Bhukta Ketur Dipra Ketur Iti Adyas Tatsuta Nripa. Translation. O King, in the 9th mana will be Daksha Savarni, who was born of Varuna. Among his sons will be Bhutaketu and Diptaketu. Text 19. Para Marichigar Badya Deva Indra Dutashmrita Dutimat Paramukas Tatra Vashidyanti Rishiyas Tata. Translation. In this 9th manvantara, the Paras and Marichigarbhas will be the demigods. The King of Heaven, Indra, will be named Adbhuta, and Dutiman will be among the 7 sages. Text 20. Ayusmato Mambudar Rayam Rishabho Bhagavat Kala Bhavita Yena Samradam Trilokim Bokshate Buddha. Translation. Rishabdev, a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will take birth from his father, Ayusman, and his mother, Ambudar. He will enable the Indra named Adbhuta to enjoy the opulence of the 3 worlds. Text 21. Dasamo Brahma Savinir Upashloka Suto Manu Tatsuta Burisen Nadya Harismat Pramukadvija. Translation. The sons of Upashloka, known as Brahma Sarvani, will be the 10th Manu. Burishena will be among his sons, and the Brahmanas headed by Havishman will be the 7 sages. Text 22. Havishman Sukrita Satyo Jaya Murtis Tada Dvija Surasana Vidu Daya Dya Deva Sambhu Sureshvara. Translation. Havishman Sukrita Satya Jaya Murti and others will be the 7 sages. The Suvasanas and the Virudas will be among the demigods, and Shambhu will be their king, Indra. Text 23. Vishvakshena visuchyam tu shambho sakyam karisyate jata samsena bhagavan grihe vishvasijo bribu. Translation: in the home of Vishvasrashta, a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear from the womb of Vishuchi as the incarnation known as Vishvakshena. He will make friends with Shambhu. Text 24. Manu vai dharma sarvanir ekadam dasama atmavan anagatas tusutas cha satya dharmo dayo dasa. Translation: in the 11th manvantar, the Manu will be dharma sarvini, who will be extremely learned in spiritual knowledge. From him there will come 10 sons headed by satya dharma. Text 25. Vihangama kamagama viran anirvan naru chayasara indras cha vaidyas te sam rishayas charanadya. Translation: the vihangamas, kamagamas, nirvanaruchis, and others will be the demigods. The king of the demigods, Indra, will be Vaidrita, and the seven sages will be headed by Aruna. Text 26. Arakasya sutas tatra dharma setur iti smrita Vaidrita yams ahareir amsas trilokir or trilokim darisyati. Translation: the son of Arkyaka, known as Dharmasetu, partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will appear from the womb of Vaidrita, the wife of Arkyaka, and will rule the three worlds. Text 27. Vavitarudra sarvani rajan dvada samo vrnu devavan upadevas cha dvesha shrestha dayashruta. Translation: O king, the 12th manu will be named Rudra sarvani. Devavan, Upadev, and Deva Shrestha will be among his sons. Text 28. Ritadam cha tatrendro devas ha cha haritadaya rishyas ta tapomurtis tapas vi agnidra kadaya. Translation: in this manvantara, the name of Indra will be Ritadam, and the demigods will be headed by the Haritas. Among the sages will be Tapomurti, Tapasvi, and Agni Draka. Text 29. Sahama kyo harer amsa sadayisyati tan mano ataram satyasahasa sarnitaya suto vibhu. Translation: from the mother named Sunrita and the father named Satyasaha will come Svadama, a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will rule that manvantar. Text 30. Manus trayo dasabhavyo deva sarvanir atmavan chikrasena vichirtradya deva sarvani dehaja. Translation: the 13th manu will be named deva sarvani, and he will be very advanced in spiritual knowledge. Among his sons will be Chitrasena and Vichitra. Text 31. Deva Sukarma Sutrama Samya Indra Dvija Divapspati Nirmoka Tatvadar Shadya Bhavishyanti Rishiyastada. Translation: in the 13th manvatar, the Sukarmas and the Sutramas will be the demigods, Divaspati will be the king of heaven, and Nirmoka and Tatvadarsha will be among the seven sages. Text 32. Deva Hotrasya Tanaya Upaharta Divespate Yogeshwaro Harir Amso Bratyam Sambhavat Visyati. Translation: the son of Devahotra, known as Yogeshwar, will appear as a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His mother's name will be Brihati. He will perform activities for the welfare of Devaspati. Text 33. Manur Cha Indra Sarvanis Chatur dasama et esyati uru gambira buddhadya indra sarvani virjaya. Translation: the name of the 14th manu will be Indra Sarvini, Savarni. He will have sons like Uru, Gambira, and Buddha. Text 34. Pavitras chakshushadeva surir suchir indro bhavishyati agnir bahu suchisudo magha dadyas tapasvina. Translation: The Pavitras and the Chakshushas will be among the demigods, and Shuchi will be Indra, the king of heaven. Agni, Bahu, Shuchi, Shuddha, Maghada, and others of great austerity will be the seven sages. Text 35. Satrayanasya Tanayo Bibrabhanus Tadahari Vritanaya Maharaja Kriyatantun Vitayita. Translation. O King Prichit, in the 14th Manvantar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear from the womb of Vitana, and his father's name will be Satyayan. This incarnation will be celebrated as Brihadbhanu, and he will administer spiritual activities. Text 36. Rajams Chaturdasaitani Trikalanu Gatani Te Proktani Abir Mita Kalpo Yuga Shahasra Parayaya. Translation. O King, now describe to you the 14 manus appearing in the past, present, and future. The total duration of time ruled by these manus is 1,000 yuga cycles. This is called a kalpa, or one day of Lord Brahma. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Description of Future Manus, end quote.